This is Jay Sekulow. The Democrats moved the goalpost on impeachment.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I keep saying to people, impeachment is about the truth and the Constitution of the United States.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I'm very proud of the work that Adam Schiff is doing, and this isn't about politics or partisanship. It's about patriotism for our country, and I value the way he's conducting this with equal time on all sides.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We'll be taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. So let me tell you what we've got. I'm going to give you a bit of a rundown here because I think there's some issues that we need to clarify right in the beginning of what's going on with this impeachment inquiry. So basically, it's going to be a no-witness impeachment inquiry. Let's start from the beginning. We had the Russia investigation on collusion and it being zero. We had an obstruction aspect of that from Robert Mueller with his pattern and practice of irregularities in his own investigation. That results in nothing. Why does it result in nothing? Because there was no obstruction of justice. That was the conclusion of the United States Department of Justice. That was over and done. They move on then to Ukraine. First, there's a cover-up. First, there's a quid pro quo. They said money's being held up. If you don't do this investigation of Ukrainian corruption with allegations that that meant investigating Vice President Biden. Except now we find out from Kirk Volker's testimony that is being let out by some that's in the media all over the place, where he specifically said, no, in fact, that the Ukrainians were not even aware that money was being held up. So that's the quid pro quo issue. So they moved the goalpost on quid pro quo. Then it's, well, there's a cover-up here, except then the transcript had already been released. Now let's talk about, we talked about the Mueller irregularities and practical problems that existed with that, irregularities, to say the least, in his investigation and inquiry. Now we have Adam Schiff, the chairman of the committee. Nancy Pelosi actually said today that she wants to make sure that the Constitution, truth in the Constitution are followed through. So let's talk about her chairman of her committee that's doing this inquiry, Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff states publicly on air that he did not, nor did his staff, have conversations with the whistleblower. This is whistleblower one. Find out, of course, that they did. So he has to correct that. Transcript is out of the conversation. Adam Schiff has a hearing. Instead of reading the transcript, he makes one up. I guess he does it to be funny or as a joke. It's not funny. It's not a joke. It is, in fact, knowing that the transcript was out there and what it actually said, he chooses not to go with that. And what he does instead is make something up. Now, let me take another step here. Then this is important to understand. She talked about truth and the Constitution. Adam Schiff just sent a letter to all of his staff. I'm going to get into this a little bit later in the broadcast, where he says, we will consider defiance of subpoenas as evidence of president's efforts to obstruct the impeachment and we all inquiry, and we may also use that obstruction as additional evidence of the wrongfulness of the president's underlying misconduct. So exercising constitutional privileges now constitutes grounds for obstruction. That is not a high crime or misdemeanor. You cannot, as Harry Hutchinson has said, weaponize the exercise of the Constitution. But that's exactly and precisely what's been done here.
Let me tell you something about Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, and he deserves it. Four Pinocchios from the Washington Post, a liberal, very liberal newspaper owned by Amazon, you know, Jeff Bezos, does not like the president. He gets four Pinocchios, the most you can get for being a liar about the statement that he made, which should have shut down the entire impeachment question when the head of House Intelligence Committee lied about contact with the whistleblower before the person was even a whistleblower. So they went to Adam Schiff before they filed their complaint, just like they went to the general counsel at the CIA. He also did that phony conversation because he knew when the American people were watching, they would think it was real.
Yes.
So he was lying to the American people again by creating a phony dialogue. Shame on Adam Schiff. He should be recused from this entire thing.
Okay, so where's whistleblower number two? Remember that one? Whistleblower number two, same law firm. No whistleblower, no complaint. What does this tell you? The Constitution's under attack. We're going to take your calls and comments. Do you think the Constitution's under attack? We want your comments. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be back with more in a moment. 800-684-3110.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Now, I want to restate this because this is important. The goalposts continue to shift. They shift because of Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi said today that she wants truth and the Constitution fulfilled. So let's talk about truth. Adam Schiff said he had testimony in plain sight involving Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. Except when Bob Mueller, who had a lot more information and a lot more resources, did his investigation, nothing. No collusion, no conspiracy on the Russia probe, nothing. Now, take it a step further. They don't have anything there. Then they go to obstruction of the investigation. Ask yourself this question. Did Bob Mueller finish his investigation? Yes. Did he get the resources he needed? Yes. His objection of what constitutes obstruction and he never could make a legal conclusion of an obstruction case, because, and the Department of Justice certainly did and said there was none. But think about what he was doing. People were exercising constitutional privilege. Even then, the irregularities of Bob Mueller's own investigation sabotaged his entire report. If that was the equivalent of the Starr report, let me tell you something. We know what happened with that. Zero, nothing. Then they come back and try one more witness, Corey Lewandowski. That gets them nothing. After Bob Mueller, they go to Cora Lewandowski. So then that's dead. So now it's not Russia collusion. What is it now? Now there's a real problem. You know what the real problem is now? The real problem now is that we have a situation. This is, understand what it is, a conversation with Ukraine. That could be problematic. People don't like it. They quid pro quo. There's a quid pro quo. That's what it is. Except we find out from Kurt Volker's own testimony that, in fact, this... you're not going to get the money unless you do this investigation, which was their quid pro quo analysis, that Ukraine had no idea that money was even being withheld. So then, it's not that. That's not the quid pro quo now. Now the quid pro quo is maybe they wouldn't have a meeting if they didn't do the investigation with the president. Okay. That's the latest goalpost shift. Then Adam Schiff. Let's talk about that for a moment. Nancy Pelosi says truth in the Constitution. They're shredding the Constitution. Truth in the Constitution. I'll give you truth in the Constitution. Adam Schiff said on national TV that he had no conversations nor did his staff with the whistleblower number one. Remember whistleblower number one? Most people like have forgotten about whistleblower number one. And then he has to admit that he did. This is the chairman of the committee. Irregularities, pattern and practice of irregularities. So whistleblower number one, out the door. And then we find out whistleblower number one may well have political animus. That's what the inspector general says. So then what does Adam Schiff say? We don't need the witness, which we can't ask questions of that witness anyways. We don't need the witness. We're going to impeach without the witness because he sends a letter to his staff, from him actually, to the entire House, to his dear colleague's letter. Where do we have this on the screen? We can put it up. I want to put this up on the screen for our TV and social media offices. We will consider defiance of subpoenas as evidence of the president's efforts to obstruct the impeachment inquiry, and we may also use that obstruction as additional evidence of the wrongfulness of the president's underlying misconduct. So no longer is it really about this foreign policy issue with Ukraine, which, by the way, you don't impeach over a foreign policy issue that you disagree with. No, now what is it? Witness is not coming forward. The White House is exercising its constitutional privileges, executive privileges, attorney-client privilege, whatever it might be. And now they're weaponizing the United States Constitution. So that's what you have here. They have taken the Constitution. You exercise constitutional privileges, and now that constitutes a basis of obstruction. Far away from Bob Mueller. Who is he? Does anybody remember him? Now this is where we are. And then Jordan pointed out in the first segment of the broadcast, and I think it's worth pointing out again, that Adam Schiff has been caught red-handed, but he did it for a reason. Go ahead.
Well, caught red-handed twice. So one, he should have already been recused. He should be censured by the House for lying about this as the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, for lying about his contact with that phony kind of whistleblower. And I say that because the whistleblower came to Adam Schiff, this is whistleblower one, before they even became a whistleblower, before they went to the inspector general to file a complaint. And he denied that on television. He said, no, neither I nor my staff have had any contact. Well, then we find out they've had extensive contact with the whistleblower. In fact, Adam Schiff may have set that whistleblower up with the law firm and helped them write the complaint. As we talked about, it's a legal document
yep.
that was produced. It uses legal Latin terms that someone who is not a lawyer would not use in their whistleblower complaint. So Adam Schiff was caught red-handed lying. Immediately, he should have been recused from having anything to do with this just based off that. But the Democrats take that action? No, of course not. Just like Loretta Lynch didn't recuse herself with the Clinton investigation. Then the Washington Post gives him the worst lying standard they have. Four Pinocchios. That's the worst you can get from the Washington Post as a liar in politics. He got four of them. That means he was telling only falsehoods. There was not a bit of truth, nothing to salvage. And that's not a conservative outlet. That is a liberal outlet that would like to see the president be impeached. And they still had to call Adam Schiff the ultimate liar. And that phony conversation that he created.
Yeah, this is important.
Let me tell you something, folks. That was not to be funny. As he tried to say, or I was just trying to be kind of funny and try to kind of boil it down. He was lying again to the American people. He made up a conversation that didn't exist, knowing that the news would play it live, which they did, and then later on television broadcast that Americans would see, when most Americans would not have time in their day to read the official transcript of the phone call readout that was produced, so that you'd think the president of the United States actually made those kind of incriminating and ridiculous remarks to the Ukrainian president. They were all fake. Adam Schiff deserved to, ultimately should not even be a member of Congress. I mean, this is like up to the point of being thrown out of Congress by your own, Congress can take
that
action.
Do that, of course.
But he should at least do what Devin Nunes had the honor to do and recuse himself from having anything to do with this mess.
Let me play what Adam Schiff actually said to follow up on Jordan's point. This is precisely what Adam Schiff said on national TV. Listen to the words.
Have you heard from the whistleblower? Do you want to hear from the whistleblower? What protections could you provide to the whistleblower? And then you also said that the DNI is refusing to turn over this stuff, citing a request from a higher authority. The insinuation left, at least for me and others, was that the president himself had intervened. Is that the insinuation you sought to provide? And if so, what basis do you have for making that insinuation?
We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to, but I'm sure the whistleblower has concerns that he has not been advised, as the law requires, by the Inspector General or the Director of National Intelligence, just as to how he is to communicate with Congress.
Well, first of all, I guess it's a he, because, you realize that he said that. But let me read what he said. We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. False. We would like to. He already did, so it's false. But I'm sure the whistleblower has concern that he's not been advised by, as law requires, by the Inspector General and Director of National Intelligence, just as to how he's to communicate with Congress. You set him up with a lawyer. You set him up with a lawyer. And so Nancy Pelosi has the nerve to say, I want Constitution, the truth in the Constitution? This is making a mockery out of our judicial system. It makes a mockery out of the Congress. It makes a mockery out of the Constitution. The thing that has me the most concerned about all of this is the same nonsense as Bob Mueller. It's a pattern and practice of deceit on the American people. Practiced first by Bob Mueller in an incomprehensible report. Let's not forget that under Bob Mueller's watch, he had an agent, the most senior agent, and the lawyer with an unbelievable animus. And remember whistleblower number one now? You don't hear about he, I guess, whistleblower one. I don't know if it's a he or she. You don't hear much about whistleblower one. Why? Because the inspector general said, oh, by the way, there is a political animus or bias that this whistleblower has. So then Adam Schiff says, oh, I don't need a whistleblower. Then Nancy Pelosi says, well, I'm not going to actually call for a vote on the floor of this. And my view on that is I'm not calling for a floor vote. It's because you don't have the votes.
Absolutely. I mean, if she had, let me tell you why. If she opened the official impeachment inquiry, would she say, well, the Constitution doesn't require, even if that's the case, let's say the Constitution doesn't require, but precedent has been followed to do this. Here's why it would make it much easier for Democrats. Courts, you wouldn't have to have all these court battles to get subpoenas and documents enforced.
Much easier.
Because it'd be clear that you have opened a formal impeachment investigation. Not this new word we're hearing, inquiry.
Yeah.
By committees, but that the full House has voted to open an impeachment investigation. Courts give a lot of weight to that. Doesn't mean you can't argue executive privilege on some things.
Of course.
There would be it would be a lot easier for Democrats right now to conduct their investigation if they had anything to investigate. They know they don't, and they don't have the votes.
That's exactly what I think.
So you add those two things together, and it's just the phony Adam Schiff show and Nancy Pelosi trying to placate the liberal base.
All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Get your comments and also on your social media platforms, those being monitored as always, 1-800-684-3110. If you're watching on TV, on social media, on our platforms there, share this with your friends now. We want to get more people involved in the conversation. Jordan's book, The Next Red Wave, remember, available in bookstores everywhere, thenextredwave.com, but you can get it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever you get your books. Also, don't forget, support the work of the ACLJ in court right now against Planned Parenthood. I'm going to have an update on that coming up in the next segment of the broadcast. Big case. Big witness testimony. It's going against Planned Parenthood as far as the evidence. Back with more.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life. Standing up for our good friend Israel. Working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington. Battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world. And a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
Hey, let me give you a quick update here. Our team in federal court in the U.S. District Court from the Northern District of California involving Planned Parenthood, during testimony of another witness, this time a Planned Parenthood abortionist, another video was brought up. This, remember, involves the situation with those undercover videos. A video was brought up that has not yet been showed but was played in the courtroom for the jury. The abortionist is Thomas Moran, Associate Medical Director at Planned Parenthood in the Pacific Southwest, who has worked for Planned Parenthood for 17 years. He took the stand, testified regarding the video in which he apparently volunteered that there were high demands for specific organs from babies while he worked for a tissue procurement company, including the liver. Moran testified that the tissue procurement company was currently associated with Planned Parenthood. On cross-examination, Moran was asked, and as a result of abortions, this is the question, that would be performed there, including abortions you did, they would sometimes place a demand for certain organs, correct? His response was, that was certainly my understanding, yeah. Whether it was a liver, I said liver, but then he said, well, actually, they wanted a liver or a kidney. I don't know, intestines, I'm not really, never got privy to the list of what they were exactly looking for. But, of course, the testimony is that they, in fact, were harvesting it. This was after they tried to get this evidence out of it, out of testimony. But your American Center for Law and Justice team, well, we're talking about the Constitution under attack here and in Washington. I've got a team deployed. We have a team deployed in four lawyers out in battling with Planned Parenthood and probably be battling for another 4 weeks. That's how long this trial is going to go. And then we dispatch a team to the UN on Pastor Saw's case. All of this is happening simultaneously. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Let me encourage you, go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Now, back to this issue. Jordan raises a really important point on this Adam Schiff matter. And I think we need to point to it. Go ahead, Jordan.
Well, I think that there's a couple things that I just, as we're talking about Adam Schiff, you know, getting the four Pinocchios from Washington Post for lying about talking to the whistleblower. So he lied about that. He was asked very directly, have you or your staff had any contact with the whistleblower? He said, no. Now, in that denial, he then goes on, which we found out was a lie.
Right.
Because he said he wasn't just trying to say, I haven't. He said we, which includes then his House Intelligence Committee staff. We found out that was a lie. Washington Post confirmed they gave him four Pinocchios. That means it's the worst marks you can get from their fact checkers. You're the liar amongst liars, if you will. And that's the liberals who would not be doing that if they didn't have to, because they would like to see the president go down anyway, election, impeachment, whatever, from the Washington Post. But they had to do it, to be honest, because it was such a bad lie from Adam Schiff. But in his statement denying that they had ever spoken to the whistleblower, which we know is not true.
Yeah, so they flat out denied that they had communications with the whistleblower.
In that statement, he included this remark as well. Take a listen.
But I'm sure the whistleblower has concerns that he has not been advised, as the law requires, by the Inspector General or the Director of National Intelligence, just as to how he is to communicate with Congress.
First, he uses and the Democrats are very careful on pronouns like that.
Yeah.
He uses the he pronoun and his pronoun twice. So he kind of identifies this as a male. And we know this is probably a CIA, someone in the CIA, so someone who is male. But you wouldn't add, if you were just flat out denying, no, we've had no contact with the whistleblower. It'd be great if we could, but I don't, you know, they got to figure out how they can. That's one thing. He got really specific in his denial. And I think that's probably when the press perked their ears up. See, everybody probably stopped listening after he said, no, we haven't. But when I keep going through it, when I read it, I realized he got so specific. I'm sure the whistleblower has concerns. How would he know
if
he had no contact with the whistleblower about the concerns they had, specifically about how the law requires the IG or Director of National Intelligence about how the whistleblower is to communicate with Congress? That was a very prepared statement from someone who knew exactly what he was lying. He knew he was lying. Not only did he know he was lying, he had a very prepared lie because this whistleblower is someone he created.
So, Harry, we now know, after what Jordan just said, but we also know that U.S. Special Representative to Ukraine, Kirk Volker, testified a couple days back
about his interactions on the quid pro quo aspect. And the initial thought was that they were being told, Ukraine was told, no money unless you investigate the corruption, the Bidens, blah, blah, blah. That was the narrative of Adam Schiff. But now the testimony that's come out, and maybe this is why Adam Schiff doesn't want to release the transcripts, is it not? That's not what happened.
Precisely. So I think it's very, very clear, based on the research by Byron York and Molly Hemingway, that the Kurt Volker testimony has blown up in Adam Schiff's face. And it's an improvised explosive device of his own making. So in order to ensure that Volker claimed that President Trump was demanding a quid pro quo, Adam Schiff repeatedly pressed Volker to confirm that the Ukrainians were, aware of the fact that monies were being withheld, and B, that those monies would indeed be released if they cooperated with the president. But Volker declined Adam Schiff's offer to lie. And so what did Schiff say in response? Ambassador, you are making this more complicated than it has to be. What does that mean? It means that Adam Schiff doesn't really want the truth. It also means that Adam Schiff cannot handle the truth, and it means that the entire Pelosi impeachment effort is not grounded in truth. It is grounded in fiction, and it goes back to Adam Schiff's lie to MSNBC about not having prior right. contact. It goes back to Adam Schiff's lie with respect to the claim that the whistleblower has concerns. As Jordan correctly points out, how does he know that the whistleblower has concerns? Clearly, Adam Schiff is dancing, but he's not a very good dancer.
Yeah. All right, Wes, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, facts are troubling little things, aren't they?
Yeah,
you know?
It's especially something like this.
Yeah, when you hear what Adam Schiff says and the things he writes, he's disingenuous. It is so contrived. There is so much subterfuge and deception against the American people.
Yep.
His letter to his colleagues yesterday, for example, he points out the fact, well, we're doing this in secret because, you know, with Nixon and Clinton, they had special prosecutors that did it in secret, and then they revealed the testimony and the facts. Well, they had the equivalent of a special prosecutor, too. It was Bob Mueller.
But
because they did not get the conclusion that they wanted, now they've launched their own secret investigation.
100%
themselves.
Right. Let me play this very quickly. Nancy Pelosi this morning, just moments ago.
I'm very proud of the work that Adam Schiff is doing, and this isn't about politics or partisanship. It's about patriotism for our country, and I value the way he's conducting this with equal time on all sides.
So Schiff has actually, this is a good point, Schiff has actually appointed himself as a special prosecutor, and that's how, by the way, he's projecting himself. But then I want to go to you quickly. We only got a minute here, and that is this. This isn't about partisanship and equal time for all sides. Republicans can't even ask questions. This is total fabrication from Nancy Pelosi. Total fabrication.
Completely behind closed doors, Jay. In that same presser, she said that there should be recordings of White House meetings. She said that while all of the impeachment proceedings are happening behind closed doors. You want to talk about shifting the goalposts? That's shifting the goalposts.
Hey, folks, listen, we're fighting for the Constitution, and that means we're fighting for you. Support the work of the ACLJ. You do that at ACLJ.org, ACLJ.org. Now, we're here for another half hour. Don't forget, you can get us on Facebook, Periscope, ACLJ.org, SiriusXM, and a lot of other stations. Also, Jordan's book, The Next Red Wave, available wherever books are sold. We encourage you to get a copy. Kindle editions available as well, and audiobooks. And that's thenextredwave.com. Stay tuned. We've got a lot more ahead. Visit us at ACLJ.org.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, ACLJ.org.
I'm talking about freedom. I'm talking about live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I keep saying to people, impeachment is about the truth and the Constitution of the United States.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. Dad will be right back. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We talked about, and I'll go through just very quickly, the shifting reasons why Democrats want to fake impeach the president. I say fake impeach because they won't vote to open an impeachment inquiry, which would make their job a lot easier when it comes to all these legal battles they're facing. And then Adam Schiff puts out a letter today saying that one of the grounds for impeachment will be people not defying, you know, any administration officials defying their subpoenas for documents or testimony. That's without a legal battle, by the way. So you have a right to assert like executive privilege and then take that executive privilege assertion to court. You can't just, Congress should not just take that assertion, which is constitutionally protected, as a reason to impeach. So I think that their actual reason to impeach in the articles of impeachment, if they ever actually get to those, the only one they may have is that people didn't comply with their fake impeachment. I mean, now, again, this is, House gets to make up a lot of this, but we could call it out for what it is. Bogus, partisan hacks who can't get their story straight, who can't get the information they want, who have been trying to take down this president since before he even took the oath of office, since he won the election, since he was part of his transition. I mean, remember, it was Russia collusion by the FBI. They started that inquiry before he took the oath. Then a special counsel got appointed because Jim Comey got fired for being a horrific FBI director. And he leaks, but he's not in jail. You know, he's going around doing speaking events and writing books. He leaks his private conversations with the president and notes about that to get a special counsel appointed who found there was no collusion. So he can't impeach about that. No collusion with Russia. Mueller couldn't figure out obstruction. That was the special counsel's own problem. They couldn't come to a conclusion. Well, that's their fault. DOJ said, well, then it's our job, and there was an obstruction. Okay. So then they tried to have more obstruction hearings. Jerry Nadler, great job there, Jerry. Haven't seen you around a lot lately around impeachment because you failed there, and you decided to bring a very smart, engaging Trump former campaign manager as your first witness on obstruction after the report cleared all of these people of having anything to do with Russia. So what were they obstructing? They were obstructing no investigation because they weren't doing anything. So that failed. But remember, Schiff still said after the Mueller report that there was collusion with Russia.
He said evidence in plain sight. But it did not exist.
Of course, didn't exist. So then they moved to Ukraine, a fake whistleblower who went to Adam Schiff, the CIA general counsel, and maybe other members of Congress, all before going to the actual inspector general to file a whistleblower complaint to get their, quote, anonymity.
But don't forget also that they got, you don't hear about this whistleblower number one anymore, right?
No, this person is gone
because of the political animus. So now it's whistleblower number two, except whistleblower number two never came forward.
Never filed a complaint. Right. Whistleblower one worked closely with Joe Biden as when he was vice president and was still a Democrat, and the inspector general said that, and was likely supporting Joe Biden. So they shut that whistleblower down.
Whistleblower 2 never actually
they
produced
a complaint.
They said
they'll never even need to testify.
And of course, you also had, of course, with whistleblower 1, not direct testimony. All right, let's take some phone calls, and I've got something I want to... Well, we'll do that, I guess, when we come back from the break. Let's do that when we come back from break. All right, folks, support the work of the ACLJ, ACLJ.org. We're having a great month, I have to say. Your support of the ACLJ has been incredible. I encourage you to keep doing that. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, makes a huge difference. Also, Jordan's book, The Next Red Wave, available in bookstores everywhere, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, audiobook CDs, and also, of course, the Kindle version. And let me encourage you also to support our work and pray for our team out in California as we are in federal court in U.S. District Court, Northern District of California, fighting for you. Fans got activity going on Capitol Hill. There's a lot going on in the United States and literally around the globe. ACLJ.org. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Connect with us at Jay Sekulow, at Jordan Sekulow, at ACLJ, and visit us at ACLJ.org.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
All right, we got to go to the phones, 800-684-3110. Let's go right to them.
All right, we'll go right to the phones. People in order their call, and if they don't have a copy of the next Red Wave, I think Raj might have already got a copy. But we'll go to Raj in Virginia online. Yeah. Raj, welcome to JSEC Live.
Yeah, we've been holding. Raj, you've been hanging in there. We appreciate it. I think you got the next Red Wave because you were one of the first. I think you were the first one we gave it to. Yep. So, but anyways, welcome back to the broadcast. Jordan, go ahead.
Thank you, Jordan, for sending me that book.
Absolutely.
The Next Red Wave. It's outstanding.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jay, for all that you're doing. I could thank each member of your team. Most of all, your emphasis that elections have consequences.
Yep.
And that was brought to light again by our president when he told Nancy Pelosi, see you at the polls. Yeah. For every congressional district where these five leading chairmen of the House committees are involved, we need to have a focused opposition beginning now so that the press is made aware not just of the four Pinocchios, but of the truths which we can present to the people.
Yeah, so I mean, I think, look, you're right. I think Adam Schiff is going the way of Robert Mueller. Lack of, you know, it's what do they call it? Lack of candor? You know, Bob Mueller, I think it was lack of oversight. Absent without leave. He's a Marine, so I respect his service to the military. But, I mean, that fiasco that he called an investigation, it's embarrassing. Embarrassing. I mean, what they did was an embarrassment. Now, let me take it a step further. And that is where we are right now. And this is, Harry, I'm going to go to you on this. You look at this from me, just take the Nancy Pelosi said, take the partisanship out of it. They are running over, Harry, the Constitution of the United States. It's an impeachment with no witnesses. It's an impeachment based on a transcript that's released.
And it's an impeachment based on the president's exercise of his Article II powers within the meaning of the Constitution. And so one of the things that we should keep our eyes on is the fact that there is nothing within the four corners of the transcript. And Adam Schiff calls the transcript the best evidence of what the president did. There's nothing in the four corners that violates the president's oath to faithfully execute the laws of the nation. So I think it's clear beyond question that the Democrats are floundering. They claim that they are pursuing the truth. And when they meet the truth, they don't want to believe their own eyes. And so I think it's very, very interesting that the Democrats have followed the Mueller investigation, which was incompetently done.
Yes.
With an even more incompetent investigation led by Adam Schiff, who keeps tripping over his own lies.
Yep. All right. So I want to go to Fan. Give me the most recent read on this, because we're trying to do it. You know, obviously we're on every day, which is a great blessing to be able to come with you to you every day. I sense that what Nancy Pelosi said, I'm not taking a vote right now. Today's comments, I just think this whole thing has become a procedural mess for them with a pattern and practice of irregularities.
Well, I think it's too generous to even say that it's falling apart, Jay, because they were never able to build it. I mean, I go back to something that Jordan said a couple of segments ago. The very reason that Adam Schiff has this in his portfolio is because Jerry Nadler could not build the case, and Adam Schiff was willing to fabricate it. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And then Harry just mentioned that he views the transcript as the best evidence now. I actually think that was a couple days old. I actually don't think Adam Schiff believes that anymore. I think he's moved on even from that. Initially, the whistleblower was important. Then the whistleblower was not important. Then whistleblower two was important. Now he's not important, or she's not important. Then the transcript was not important enough. He used a parody. Then it became the best evidence. I think he's past that now. Jay, I don't think there's any question but that you're correct about why they're not holding the vote to open it. It's because they don't have the votes at this moment. I don't know that they have an exit ramp, Jay. I think they're searching for one. I'm not sure they've found one. But look, they never have built the case, bottom line.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the cases that we're dealing with right now, and I think about the one in New York, which I think is the most fascinating from just a legal perspective, and that is this, you know, a local DA, which Siren Vance is a county attorney. I mean, that's all he is. Starting this, you know, criminal inquiry against the president of the United States while he's sitting in office. I think that case is going to be the first one we have at the Supreme Court of the United States, which I will look forward to arguing if it gets there. And because, I mean, this idea is, these are absurd. You have 5,000 district attorneys that don't like the president, or let's say 2,000 of them don't, start investigations of the president of the United States. Well, that's why they said local magistrates can really cause problems. And that's why we have a constitution that protects with supremacy and protects the office of the president to be free from these kind of things. So again, this just the irregularities here are breathtaking in scope. And then Cy Vance takes the subpoena language directly from the House of Representatives and in open court says we did that because it would be more convenient. You know, we're in the military for a long time. Mere convenience was not a good excuse.
That is a horrible excuse. You know, and the thing I think about the impeachment process is it's ongoing. For the first time in American history, an impeachment process has begun by the declaration of one person, Nancy Pelosi. You go back and you look at Article 1, Section 2, and it says the House of Representatives shall choose the speaker and have the sole power of impeachment. The implication being that it's the full House that has the authority to choose their speaker and the power of impeachment. You know, Nancy Pelosi could not declare herself speaker. She had to be elected. And yet they are conveniently ignoring the rest of the House of Representatives on this impeachment process. And she says there is no precedent for it. All three other impeachment processes, there was precedent, and she's violating the precedent there.
All right, let's go right back to the phones, 800-684-3110.
Cordell, thanks for holding on. Line 4 in New York will get you booked. The next red wave, I'll sign one for you, Cordell. You are on the air.
Hi, Cordell.
Thank you, Jordan. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, the entire team. You guys are just amazing. I'm going to keep this succinct. Okay. What Harry just said about meet the truth and don't want to believe your eyes, that had me rolling. Yep. But I want to make a comment and then a quick question. So the concerted effort by the Democrats and the far left in starting fires that need to then tie up the administration's resources, I think that's going to be ongoing, as you guys know very well. And there will undoubtedly be another crisis after this Ukraine charade.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank God for you, Jay, and what you're doing there to make a difference. But it reminds me of a word that I learned from my friends on the ACLJ. Lawfare. That's what they're doing. They're attacking in that regard. And my one question is, aside from an election, what can be done to take care of this lying, licentious, liberal, shifty Schiff to get him out of that position? Is there anything else that can be done aside from you know, removing him from office?
Well, no options off the table, I will tell you that. And the more that they produce irregularities, the more frequently we're going to court. We're already in court. We've challenged these committees aggressively. We've challenged Cy Vance. So no options, to be clear, no options are off the table. Now, we haven't made a determination as to what will be the next appropriate action. We're looking at all options. But I want to play for you Adam Schiff's own statement here. This is number 25 in our sound list.
because it's a longer one. It's 35 seconds. I want you to listen to it, and then I'm going to break it down because this tells you how serious it is. And what you just said, Cordell, is exactly right. This is a version of lawfare, utilizing legislative lawfare, utilizing a legislative system with an improper method of inquiry, which I think is what they're clearly engaging in. Let's go take a listen. Number 25.
Given that we already have the call record, we don't need the whistleblower who wasn't on the call to tell us what took place during the call. We have the best evidence of that. We do want to make sure that we identify other evidence that is pertinent to the withholding of the military support, the effort to cover this up by hiding this in a classified computer system. We want to make sure that we uncover the full details about the conditionality of either the military aid or that meeting with the Ukraine president. It may not be necessary to take steps that might reveal the whistleblower's identity to do that, and we're going to make sure we protect that whistleblower.
So, Than, you brought up an interesting point. You said, and it will be the obstructing of the fake impeachment process that they'll fall back on here. That's clearly where that's going.
I think he just gave you the roadmap. He said, we're not going to find substance. We're not going to find evidence. We're trying, but we may not even have to talk to the people that know the evidence because they're not going to give us any. And so, Jay, I predict if they write articles of impeachment, line one will be obstruction. Look to see if there's any substance in the articles that they ultimately draft. I suggest it'll just be the White House is not cooperating. Therefore, we need to impeach. No substance, all obstruction.
All right, so let's listen. Let's take this apart. Given that we already have the call record, we don't need the whistleblower who wasn't on the call to tell us what took place on the call. Well, who gave him the call record? The president released it. We don't need the whistleblower. What does that tell you, Harry?
Well, it tells me that the Democrats are dancing. They are basically hoping to stumble on information that may indeed be incriminating. But one of the problems with the Democrats, of course, is they haven't waited for any criminal activity to surface before they've launched their impeachment inquiry. Indeed, the Democrats announced, many of them, before President Trump was inaugurated, that they were going to impeach him. So,
all right. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot, and there's more. I mean, we're going to get into this whole withholding of military support, which ends up being a bogus thing. We've got a lot more to discuss. We've only got a segment to do it in. We've also got a lot of phone calls. So those of you on the phone, especially Tom and Ray, we're going to get to you next. We'll send you a copy of Jordan's book, The Next Red Wave, signed and inscribed to you. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Don't forget, support the work of the ACLJ. You could do that at aclj.org. And follow us on Twitter, at Jay Sekulow, at Jordan Sekulow, at ACLJ. And a lot of ways for you to engage. If you're on Facebook or Periscope now or Twitter, to go ahead and share this with your friends. We encourage you to do that. We'll be back with more, including your calls and comments. Again, get those in on Facebook and Periscope, 1-800-684-3110. Back with more in just a moment.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
Get up. Yeah, that's what they think the witnesses will be doing. All right, we got to get to your phone calls. We got to go to Tom and Ray first, so let's go to who are you going to first?
Tom's been on 1 minute longer, so we'll get to you next, Ray. Tom in New York, line five.
And you've got the next red wave signed by Jordan coming. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, thank you very much. I'm a longtime supporter. My question is, considering that we have three equal branches of government, could the president have Adam Schiff subpoenaed through the Department of Justice to find out what he knew about the whistleblower and when he knew it?
Well, I don't think you're going to – look, I say no options are off the table, but there are constitutional limits as to what you can do. So it'll be reviewed, a determination will be made, and we will make a determination of the best course of action to protect the Constitution of the United States and the integrity of the Constitution. That's what's ultimately at play here. All right. So, Tom, we got you. Ray.
Ray, Pennsylvania, line six. You got the next red wave on the way to you as well.
All right, Ray.
Very much.
Yep.
Quick question, comment. The comment is, I believe the Democrats are doing nothing but grandstanding, and they're playing on the fears of the American people. But I think that the intelligent people see through this farce of their lies and their hatred, and it's going to backfire on them, and they're so deep into this now, they just don't know how to get out of it. And my question is, where's the outcry from Mitch McConnell against the lies and the battering of President Trump and the destruction of our Constitution?
Yeah, well, I think listen, we will see how the Senate responds. I think right now, if you're Mitch McConnell, let the House just fail in front of the American people. I think this narrative is horrendous. We are almost a year out from the election. Every Democrat presidential candidate says they support impeachment, but also confirms they're going to be running against Donald Trump. So it's a fake impeachment. I don't think Mitch McConnell needs to get in the way of Nancy Pelosi or Adam Schiff. Let them keep talking. Like, let Nancy Pelosi keep making remarks like, impeachment is about the truth and the Constitution of the United States. It's actually one of the most gravest, darkest, supposed to be, moments in our time when we have to take this action. Our founders, they really fought over, and the authors of the Constitution fought over exactly how much power the House should ever have to remove a duly elected president, and that it should be for these high crimes and misdemeanors, treason, bribery. I mean, you know, they lay it out, and that it should be very difficult to do. And that's why no president, since they wrote that in the Constitution, 1789, it's ratified. And guess what? Not a single president has been removed from office. A couple have been impeached by the House. That only requires a normal majority vote. But none have been found guilty. They've all been acquitted by the Senate. So there's never been a president removed by office because of impeachment. And so I think Mitch McConnell, you've got to kind of let the Democrats do whatever they're doing, because it might not even ever get to him. I mean, yes, Dan thinks that it will, I think it's a 50-50 chance that the Senate actually, he's preparing for it, they say,
right,
if it does come his way. And then I think the pressure's on Mitch McConnell to do the right thing. Right now, let Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff continue this mess.
Well, I think that's right. All right, let's go ahead and take another phone call. Who is next?
Yeah, let's go to Nancy in California, line three. Nancy, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Nancy, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, fellas. This is just like so frustrating. Something has to exist on the books or in the law or something. I mean, these people are locking representatives out of meetings and not letting them see evidence. And what can be done?
She made the statement. I don't know if we have the audio of this where she said it's a fair process to both sides. I mean, Wes, it's anything, and I'm going to go to Wes and Than on this. It's anything but that.
Yeah, exactly. You look at the testimony yesterday of Volker. You know, whenever he did not give Adam Schiff the answers that he wanted, he proceeded to basically berate the witness. It's bad enough that these hearings are being held in secret and it's not open to other members of the House. But then he actually berates a witness because the witness is trying to tell the truth, and Adam Schiff is really, truly not interested in the truth.
So, Than, where is it? I mean, this is the daily check-in with Than and see where this is. I mean, I know it's hard for them to get an off-ramp, but where do you see it right now?
Well, it goes to the point that Jordan was just making, that the entire reason this was given to the entire House was just so the elected officials would be on the line for how this process is being conducted. And look, for Speaker Pelosi to say that this is a fair process when Republicans never know, A, whether or not they're going to be allowed to be in the room, B, when they're going to be allowed to ask questions, C, if there's going to be equal time, D, they still don't have subpoena power. I mean, that is not a fair process. It certainly doesn't give, confidence to the American people. Look, I will say this. The majority leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, he did decry that process. He did say, if you're going to engage in this, it needs to be open, it needs to be thorough, and it needs to be sober. It is none of those things. I think that was the right tone to take.
Impeachment is not supposed to be secret from the American people. As the founder said, everybody, as Than said, should be on the record if they support it or not, every House member and then Senate member, ultimately. And number two, the only time that it's ever should be behind closed doors, if it's actual classified information, yeah. Not protecting everybody's privacy, because this is very serious. Removing a duly elected president from office.
You cannot impeach a president, Harry, over a transcript of a phone conversation with a foreign leader like this and a witness who doesn't testify.
I think that's absolutely correct. And basically, the Democrats have, as the caller has indicated, have ignored the Constitution at each and every step. And I think it goes back to a very simple point, which I made quite some time ago. The Democrats increasingly do not believe in the Constitution. Instead, they believe in only one thing, the pursuit of power.
You remember, former Ambassador Volker, who was never actually being paid to be ambassador. It was kind of interesting. He was like a volunteer ambassador. They don't like to focus on that either. He was in this official position, but as a volunteer, not getting paid by the U.S. government. He showed back up, was it yesterday? To testify?
Yeah.
You wonder, did the Republicans get notice of this? Did they get 5-minute notice? Did they get 1-hour notice? I mean, how did that happen? And that's the problem with what the Democrats, it's a good example of what the Democrats are doing. It's like they're trying to pressure some of these people into, they didn't get what they wanted the first time from him, so they brought him back in again. And who knew about it? And who was told about it? And listen, some of these folks, they're scared. They get a subpoena from the Congress. They show up. Because they're scared of what Congress could do.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's grab another call.
Let's go to Chris in Kansas, line 2.
Chris, go ahead. You're on.
Hey there. So you've told us many times that President Obama, in the last 11 days of his administration, changed the way that classified information is disseminated throughout, increased a bunch of different departments.
Right.
So they're using that information to hamstring our progress.
Yeah.
Why doesn't President Trump just put the genie back in the bottle?
I think right now what everybody's waiting for, and let me be clear on this. I'm not speaking on behalf of the president. I'm just speaking as a lawyer and as a concerned citizen. I think they're probably waiting to see what the Durham report actually shows, to see how intelligence information was gathered. Then from that report, you'd make determinations as to how intelligence information should be gathered. But you're 100% correct, Chris. It went on for 8 years of the Obama administration, no change. And in the waning days, they changed it. You don't have to be a genius to figure out what was going on there. All right. That does it for the broadcast today. ACLJ.org. Great place to get information. You should be getting our newsletters, our emails, our updates. Very important for you to do that. Also, this is equally important. We want you to become part of the team. You do that by supporting the work of the ACLJ. You do that at ACLJ.org. Follow us on Twitter at Jay Sekulow, at Jordan Sekulow, at ACLJ. And of course, sign up on our Facebook pages, too. A great way to get news alerts and updates, and we encourage you to do that. Always important that you share the information that we have with you, with your friends and family. But again, support the work of the ACLJ. Jordan's book, The Next Red Wave, out in bookstores everywhere. It's doing great. Thank you for buying it. If you haven't bought a copy yet, we encourage you to do it. And that is The Next Red Wave. We'll be back tomorrow. End of the week already. Here we are. All right, tomorrow. We'll talk to you.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ.